Hey all, Dr. Sammy the dog trainer here. I just finished writing a blog article on safely transporting your dog in the car. I thought I'd make it into a podcast too for those of you that like to listen out there. So I was thinking, like, our dogs are our babies, right? So we can totally get away with the baby on board signs. I mean, I think they even make them with like paw prints and stuff, you know? That's pretty cute. But when you think about it, when we're transporting our dogs, are we actually doing it as safely as we should? So I wrote this this blog article, and I'm going to do this little podcast here and talk about the blog article on safe methods of car transport for our dogs and what I, Sammy the dog trainer, Dr. Sammy the dog trainer, used to that. I just got my PhD. Recommend for safe pooch carpools. So the first thing that I usually people bring up are seat belts, because we use seat belts. So why shouldn't our dog use a seat belt? There's a lot of contraptions out there that like hook into harnesses and whatnot that actually buckle into the receivers of the car buckles for your car. Some of the leashes are longer to let the dog kind of move around. Some are shorter, hoping like the people, I guess, hope will keep your dog staying put. Oh, Wolfo is giving his 2 cents right now. Here's the newer dog. Hey, come on, man, we're podcasting. Why don't you come here?
Oh, good boy. Very nice.
All right, so Wolfo doesn't like seatbelts, obviously. And generally speaking, your dog should be in the back seat, even if they have a seatbelt on. But there's also like, oh, what about car seats for my dogs? They make these like bucket type things that some dogs like to ride in. I don't think they make them for big dogs, but they are for little dogs. My kind of feelings on like the whole buckets and seatbelts and harnessy things, it's kind of a hassle, and they're kind of tangly monsters, and it's, I don't know. Some of them have been crash tested, though, by their different companies, so if that's, you know, important to you, and you really want to pursue that, or you think your dog would enjoy riding in a plush buckety thing, then, you know, I would take a look at their crash test ratings. So the next method is crates. And crates have long been considered the safest method to transport dogs. I mean, that's how we transport them in airlines or overseas and all kinds of different stuff. The downsides to this method is, A, if you're in a crash, it could be hard to get your dog out of the vehicle then, because there's several layers between you and your dog. You might have a sedan where a dog crate won't fit in your car. So there's that to consider as well. And then the last thing to consider is it's no fun. I mean, I know a lot of people that transport their dogs in crates and they're totally fine. They're trained and that's just the way they do things and it's traditional and that's totally cool. It's not for me and my dog though. I mean, it's just not fun, you know, you can't hang your head out the window, your face in the breeze. I mean, my dog's face in the breeze. I mean, I like doing it too. Don't get me wrong. Like, I stick my head out the window too. It's how I dry my hair in the morning. But yeah, I don't want to deprive my dog of that experience. He loves it. He loves his car ride. So, but yeah, just a side note. If you're going to let your dog hang his head out the window, make sure the windows are rolled up enough that they can't squeeze their whole bodies out, because that would be tragic. And people are like, oh, my dog wouldn't do that. But dogs are creative little beings, and sometimes they do unexpected things. So avoid tragedy and make sure their little bodies can't get out and their head's not sticking out far enough that it can get like thwacked by an oncoming car or something like that. So what I do with my dog and my Jeep, so Wolfo, he's too large to even consider sitting in the front seat anyway, so it doesn't matter. His butt's so big, like when he tries to sit in the front seat, his front paws have nowhere to go. And so he's like, tries to rest him on the dash, and that's uncomfortable. And he tries to rest him on the floor, and then his face is stuck in the dash. And he's like, I don't even know what to do. I'm like, go in the back seat, dude. That's what you do. So I have a metal barrier that I got. I got an adjustable one, and I put it in my Jeep in between the driver's compartment and the back of the Jeep. And it's metal. They'd make them in mesh and bungee cords too, but Wolfo just decimated those. Like, he was like, I'm not having it, and he totally ripped them to shreds. But the metal one is the only one that has stood it up to the woof test so far. And it's kind of cool because I can, like, hang carabiners on it or bungee cords or lanterns if I'm camping. I have a water thing attached to it, like a water dish. And it's cool because Woofo can drink while he's riding around in the car. And it doesn't spill because I can attach it to the metal mesh thing. And because it's kind of like crate material. So I just get one that would attach to a crate and I attach it to that instead. Which is great for a long car ride because, you know, he's hanging his head out the window, which is super hard work. So he gets thirsty. So you got to have some water there, you know. And that way it's not spilling all over the place and he can have his water. And yeah, it's just super useful. But the one thing about this to remember is if you're going to car camp and you're going to sleep in the back of your car, to undo the child safety locks before you climb in. because then you're going to get stuck back there in your dog penitentiary in the back of your car. How do I know this? Yeah, I might have been a thing. I might have had disassembled a barrier to get out because I put the child locks on because Wolfo is smart enough to understand how to open doors and I really don't want him opening the doors while we're driving. So child locks are on in the back of the car. That's important. But then when I go to climb back there, I have to remember to take them off because then otherwise we're both stuck in doggy penitentiary. So yeah, that's how we do the car. I like the little barrier things. Like there's ones that have little spaces. Woofo can still stick his little head up and give me a snoodle in the ear, you know, check out my driving, make commentaries, that kind of thing. But he can't jump in my front seat and eat my waffles, which he has done before. Before I had the metal crate thing, he just, he helps himself. I'm lucky that he can't actually touch the clutch and the gear shift at the same time, because he's definitely tried to put the car in gear before. Yeah. So before I go, I'm just gonna give you a little shout out to my sponsor, Filter Pal HD is the new version. So Filter Pal is this eco-friendly, awesome product that you can put. It's a pre-filter for your shop vac. I use a shop vac for all my vacuuming and it works like a dream because I have to suck up a lot of dog hair all day long. And so I use the shop vac and I put the pre-filter on it and my filters last for a long time. You can wash it. It's eco-friendly. Makes your filters last forever. You're saving the planet, saving your sanity from dog hair. It's pretty cool. And then I have a coupon code. It is 20347DRS, like doctors. So 20347DRS. You can use that coupon code on Amazon to buy your Filter Pal. And if you do, then I get some, like, I don't know, bonus points and whatever and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I would check it out because it makes my life happy. So that's why I like sharing things with you. But anyway, got a lot of stuff going on. Got a blog going on. We have some online courses on SammyTheDogTrainer.com. On Facebook, my Camp Sammy Tampa Dog Training page, we're going to do some live question and answer events for donation. So, like, I mean, if you're feeling cheap, you don't have to actually pay for it. But if you're feeling like a person, then you can pay me for my advice. That'd be cool. But yeah, as always, thank you for listening to me talk about dogs for a while, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. End music.